So, Kate, why did you decide to do some 5-minute TV shows?
Well, the first reason is because I'm obsessed with Buffalo.
Really?
I love Buffalo so much. I can't, to me, it's like being able to come home, you know? I mean, I love New York City a lot, but it's nice to come here. People are very sincere and down to earth and very open-minded. So, I always love coming here, kind of bum around and play music for some people who are actually interested. But also, I have a new album out, so
Really?
yes, I'm definitely trying to promote that as much as possible. It's called Green and On the Brink, and you can get it on my website, which is www.katebranagh, KateBranagh.com. And I have a store on there, and so you can check that out if you're
Okay,
interested.
you just got what album for sale?
Yes, one album. It's my debut album. So, but soon there'll be other albums soon. We're gonna probably go into the studio again in a couple months, start a new album, and a live album is in the works.
Okay,
So
okay.
we can pre-order those.
Okay, good. You please sing a song?
Yeah, sure. This song is called Salutations, and it's on the album.
Okay, great.
It's about the time when I went back home. I was in college and I went back home to Pennsylvania for, winter break or whatever. And I was just going stir crazy. It's a little town in Pennsylvania and, it's my hometown and I love everyone there, but I miss the New York City lifestyle. So so I was just thinking about New York a lot and I wrote this song about
Okay.
missing New York.
Okay,
So
good.
this is called Salutations.
Exotic and singing, but I'm a
very good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
So, well, what in this song, what came first? Did the melody come first or the lyrics?
I think actually the song kind of developed together, or maybe side by side, I should say. I think I was, I took some guitar lessons in college. I actually never taken lessons at all until college. And,
really?
So, yeah. So I was self-taught up until that point, which, you know, only takes you so far. So I took up some guitar lessons, by an amazing teacher named Mr. Brown, Ed Brown. I love him. And, I was like, Ed, I need to know some jazz chords, Ed. And he taught me some jazz chords, and I took every one that he taught me and wrote a song, like a chord progression. And so then I had been just kind of fiddling with that, and when I was at home, I started writing a few lyrics about what I was thinking, and then there was a melody, and the chord progression developed. It just kind of was a mishmash of creation altogether.
So just eventually,
yeah,
the deep feeling and love for New York, eventually the melody came together and the lyrics.
Right. Usually a melody is kind of the easiest part for me to construct. That's kind of definitely my strong suit. I can write melodies pretty quickly. But I was working on the words mostly and the guitar progression, trimming it down to exactly what I wanted. And, you know, I might get a chord that I liked, and then I'd work on some words that fit with it. So it was kind of a big project altogether.
So, Kate, could you please sing another song?
Surely. So this is a new song. It'll be on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Glory, and it's my first political song. Most people cringe when they hear those words. Ah, political song. But I try to make it so it's not really judgmental. It's not trying to point fingers. It's just bringing attention to the fact that there is no glory in war. And I think a lot of people get confused about that.
Okay.
That somehow that brings glory to our country, or, you know, and I'm not saying either side is right or wrong. I'm just saying we need to look at some other issues that are going on, and everything's kind of in a gray area. So that's what the song is okay. about. So this is Glory.
Okay.
Slandered and decayed. She said, my tongue is tired and my heart is cold and my limbs won't even move on their own. In these days of depression, but he'd do what he can for his and his loved ones back home. But lately he's been dreaming of a girl with red hair, blue eyes, and white skin. She'd be begging him for mercy. Oh, she'd be begging him for love. So Glory could come home. Glory, come home. Glory, Glory, come home. I'm down on my knees. But she said, not until there's peace. No, not until there's in each other's care. She screams, where the hell is my American dream? My baby's all hungry, and it seems to me that someone's spending a whole lot of dough to send tanks to roll over her poor families. I don't even know. Poor families like my own. Glory could come home. Glory, come home. Glory, Glory, come home. I'm down on my knees. But she said, not until there's peace. No, not until.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did it take a long time to write that?
No, actually. I wrote it in probably like 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of came out.
Can you please play another song?
I guess so. I guess that's all right. This song's called Arizona. It's another new song. It's kind of, it kind of came from me. I was kind of depressed for a little while, and I read somewhere that the Grand Canyon is 200 miles wide, and I started thinking how funny it was that people almost went through this pilgrimage to go see this big hole in the ground. Right. And I thought, isn't that funny that it's a big hole, it's an empty hole, and yet it fulfills so many people, and it just kind of seemed to fit in with how crazy and empty I was feeling. So so this is called Arizona.
Okay.
I know a girl in New York City, she's terribly sick, skin pale and yellow, and the doctors wanna move her to Arizona. They said, baby, gotta get yourself gotta dry out those lungs. It could be so much fun out in the southern sun in Arizona. She said, I heard they got holes in Arizona 200 miles wide, and that's where I will hide. In Arizona they got holes like mine 200 miles. Find me there in Arizona. What if I dry up? One day I could dry up and the coyotes will take my bones away. I can't stay here in Arizona. Oh no, I can't stay here. So get me to that shoreline. I'm gonna put some stones in my toes and I'll pinch my nose and I'll sink right in. And you can watch me swim in the mermaid parade in Arizona. In Arizona, that's where I will be. In Arizona, you could find me there. In Arizona, it could be a soul. Nice. My old lover's back in town. We ain't launching the park out of brown paper bags. He said, I don't mean to brag, but I've been feeling damn good. I said, well, Dave, I've seen better days. He said, I know what you should do. Oh, babe, I know what you can do. Gotta get to Arizona. Jump over holes in Arizona. Gotta move at lightning speed in Arizona. You could get what you need.
So how long did it take you to write that song?
That was another one I wrote in a day. I wrote that one in a...
Really?
I was just... Yeah. I think I wrote, like, the skeleton of it, you know, within an hour. And then I got to, you know, working it over and kind of pruning it down and trimming it up. And, you know, when I write a song... Some songs, you just keep it as is. And then other songs, you know, need some work, need some tweaking and... keep going over it. And so, but yeah, by the end of the day, it was, this was it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but we're almost out of time. So you want to plug your website and talk about your album again?
Sure. My album is called Green and on the Brink. And I actually got that title from the first song that I played, Salutations. It's a line in there. Sneaky little line. and it's my debut album.
Uh-huh.
It's with a full band, Snazzy. and you can buy that album on my website, which is www.katebranagh.com. I have an online store there. And, you know, if you get a chance, look into the L Train website. I'm connected to that, and there's some other performers like John Schmidt. He's on there, and so you should check him out, and he's really great. And yeah, so
and you just do gigs in New York City and
in
Buffalo.
New York City, and I come to Buffalo. I try to make it to Buffalo at least once a month to play shows up here. I really just enjoy very much playing shows up here. I feel like people are really interested in music and different kinds of music, so I try to make it up here once a month. I'm due to play again in November sometime. I'm not exactly sure when, but you can look on my website and check that out. There's always postings when
okay.
I play. So
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview. And
yeah.
I just wish you a lot of success
thank
with
you
your
so
music career.
Thank you very much.